Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you if people send you the same generic conversation starters they message everyone else? Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Welcome to Live Your Lux Life. I'm your host, Malia, and I am happy to have you here with me on my weekly show, sharing inspirational stories, motivating each other, and sharing great products and tools to help you live your best life. Tune in weekly and visit liveyourluxlife.com to follow us on social media and catch more news, stories, and reviews. If you would like to support the show, please consider becoming a premium member at premium.liveyourluxlife.com. Premium members always receive ad-free episodes, discounted merch, and participate in our Ask Me Anything community. This all helps to support the show in bringing you weekly content.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there, welcome back to another week's episode of Live Your Lux Life. Again, my name's Malia. I want to thank you for joining us for another week. I'm so excited about today's topic, something that's interesting for the future that we all may end up taking part in. So first, I want to start with a quote. This is a quote that I wrote that I'd like to share with you. And the quote reads, "Never give up. You are just one more failure away from achieving your dreams." Think about it. All it takes sometimes after failure, after failure, after failure is for you to just give yourself one more try. You never know when that next try is going to lead to success for you. You never know that one more creation of that product that you're working on is going to be the light bulb that tells you or shows you exactly what you were missing from the last 100 times that you tried to create that product. So I remember in episode 12, actually, I mentioned how Dyson made over 500 prototypes before they finally achieved their desired product called Zone. Now, would you have given up after prototype number 50 or prototype number 100? I don't think many of us would have lasted 500 different prototypes. I think that is such a determining factor whether or not you decide to give up now or keep trying until you figure out how to get to what you're trying to achieve. So don't let anyone tell you you can't do it. Don't listen to those thoughts in your head that tell you You're never going to achieve it. You're never going to figure it out. Those are not real thoughts. Those are lies that your mind is trying to play tricks on you, because trust me, if it's something you want to achieve, you can definitely do it. Just remember Dyson, 500 prototypes. Don't forget that. This week, I want to discuss a company. I was reviewing a report on NBC and a few other outlets where there is an island off the coast of Sweden called Gotland. I believe this was the first location worldwide that tested out roads that will charge your car while driving. Yep, you heard it. Charging your car while driving. How futuristic is that? So this has always been something top of mind for me when considering driving an all-electric vehicle. The question always is, where do you charge your vehicle? How long will you have to wait for to fully charge? And how far can you drive once it is fully charged? So in a perfect world, we will all be driving electric or hybrid cars or vehicles. And actually, in some states like California, there is soon to be a requirement, a law, that all dealerships will sell only electric or hybrid vehicles. I believe this takes effect 2035 in California. No emission vehicles. So other states most likely may follow suit, but you know how that goes. You know, right before the change goes into effect, you know, sometimes the rules change again. So maybe the requirement may get extended out past that year, or maybe they're going to pull it completely. But the way the world is going, I just personally don't see that happening. I really think that this is going to end up being a requirement in all states. I think at a certain point, we're all going to want the change. You know, we can't just live stagnant forever. You know, once you start introducing things like this, it's kind of hard to go back. You know, hopefully it's to make your lives easier. So back to the technology. This company called Electreon, spelled E-L-E-C-T-R-E-O-N. What a cool name, actually. Wait, wasn't there a futuristic movie? Yeah, it was based in a digital world and it was called Tron. Well, anyway, this company created the coolest thing since electric vehicles, obviously. They created a system to wirelessly charge electric vehicles anywhere. So they created these coils that are inserted right below the first layer of asphalt in the road. So basically, they're going to dig up the first layer of asphalt. They're going to lay out these coils that run all up and down the road. That's going to basically lay underneath the cars as you're driving. So when you're driving, your vehicle would have a receiver attached underneath that will end up picking up the energy from the road as you drive. Now, this is innovative. So I don't know if all the electric cars will end up having to get this receiver installed, or are they going to start making all future electric cars with this receiver built in? There's so many questions that I have. So like I said, you know, we're just talking about being innovative in episode 12. You know, go check out episode 12 if you haven't already. So this is exactly what I'm talking about. Some people think, oh, there's nothing to create. Everyone else has done it. I'm telling you, between science and technology, the options are endless, absolutely endless. Now, on Electreon's website, they state that the first infrastructure of roads were installed in November of 2019 and completed in December of 2020. So tests were done on fully electric vehicles and they were successful. They call this Smart Road Gotland Project. That's where it started off the coast of Sweden in Gotland. And the company Electreon, they're actually based in Tel Aviv. So now the way that it works is the slower that you go, meaning like if you're in bumper to bumper traffic, you know, the more your vehicle will charge. It'll give your vehicle a higher charge or quicker charge. It's being tested currently in certain cities. So it's being tested, obviously, in Sweden. It's being tested in Italy, certain cities in Italy, certain cities in Germany, And I don't know if it's already in Michigan, but in Detroit, Michigan, they're actually installing a 1 mile road with these coils. I'm so interested to hear about this because it's, you know, if it's even in the United States, that's amazing. You know, so how will this work for consumers? That's the question. Well, as of right now, if you have an electric car, then you're going to have to pay when you go to charge it right at the charging station. Well, with this, from what I'm reading, it's going to be that you're a subscriber of the service. So you will pay while you're charging, literally driving while paying, right? And they're going to get you, so they're going to get you one way or another, right? I guess the question is, will this be cheaper than charging stations? Is it going to be more? And the other question is, can you choose to turn off the charging while you're driving feature on each trip? So you can you say maybe today you want to charge while driving, but tomorrow you want to turn it off. So you just want to go to a charging station tomorrow. That's the question. So is it an opt-in when you want to, or is it going to be once you have it installed, it's required that it has to run all the time. There's no way to turn it off. So, I mean, to be honest, living your Lux life to me one day will include never having to stop for gas and never having to stop to charge your car ever again. Now, that's too good to be true. But like I said, at what cost? Because it's not free. So now their website does also state that their technology is not affected with roads that have snow or ice. So that's a good thing. They say it's really safe too. They said it's a very safe technology, so it doesn't affect pedestrians walking or different types of vehicles riding on it. Plus they state the lifespan of the infrastructure lasts about 10 to 20 years. But then the question is, what is the cost for repairs? Because there's potholes that are created all the time. Those have to be repaired. So what happens if there is a pothole and then it damages the coils? Who's going to fix that? And how much is it going to cost the city? Or, you know, who's responsible? Is this a city problem? Or is this a country problem? Or is this going to be the problem of the company, Electrion, where they maybe they're responsible for every street that's damaged? I have no idea how it's going to work, but they'll figure it out. So this company is definitely on the top of my list to keep an eye on, especially with all of these countries willing to participate. They must see this as an overall future change. So that is all for the week. Remember to hit the bell when you follow us so that you get notifications of any new episodes. So I look forward to speaking to you next week. I want to thank you for joining me today on Live Your Lux Life. I hope you learned something new this week. Visit our website, liveyourluxlife.com, for more news, stories, and reviews. And follow us wherever you get your podcast. May we see you soon on the next episode of Live Your Lux Life.